This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. India has strict rules for big international retailers. 30% of the merchandise sold at a big box store there has to be purchased in India. But does this rule get in the way of something else India wants? Foreign direct investment, FDI they call it. Walmart, among others, is reportedly telling officials in India it can't meet those buy local rules. We caught up with the BBC's Rahul Tandon outside a supermarket in Calcutta. Morning, Rahul.
Good morning, David.
Some global retail chains have been tentative about India. Among the reasons, what? Restrictions requiring them to buy local?
You've hit the nail on the head there. And, you know, Walmart and other companies who the Indian government really want to come and enter this market at the moment. I'm stood outside an Indian supermarket here, the largest one in Calcutta. What the Indian government wants to see, though, is they want to see foreign supermarkets coming in here. They hope that that will restore some confidence in the Indian market and bring in huge amounts of investment. But Walmart and the others are saying very clearly to the Indian government that the policy of them having to source 30% of their products locally is just not possible. It's not tenable. They want it reduced to 20%. The Indian government's message at the moment, very clear. The rules are the rules. If you want to come in, you have to abide by them.
You can see why a Walmart or an IKEA would chafe at rules like this, but there is some logic to trying to develop India's economy by requiring these giants to get some of their stuff within the country.
Absolutely, David. And remember, this whole issue of FDI is one that has nearly brought down the government here in India. Even some of their own allies have said, we don't want to see Walmarts here. We don't want to see IKEAs here. We want to see Indian companies thriving in this economy. So to try and placate them, this 30% rule is in there. Some of the opposition want it to be much higher. So it's difficult to see at the moment how the Indian government's going to back down on this, particularly, you know, when we're looking at elections taking place next year. So it may be that the market opens up, but that some of the big American companies are not part of it.
The BBC's Rahul Tandon standing in front of a supermarket in India, in Calcutta. Rahul, thank you.
Thank you very much, David.